Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Feeling pretty good getting this week underway. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I know I was watching that weather on Saturday. Not a completely wash. Not a bad day. Did have our share of the wet stuff early Saturday morning, but the afternoon kind of progressed pretty nicely. And Sunday was just a killer day. Austin in just a few minutes. I bring that to your attention because he will have a five-day forecast for us and a look at the rest of the evening's weather and into tomorrow. That'll be coming up on News Radio 92.3. Austin, been a very busy day today. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you need to know this hour.
All right.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia County residents could see fire fees double. This isn't the way to start the hour out, is it? Well,
no.
Escambia commissioners are holding off on increasing fees, at least for now. In 2 weeks, commissioners will revisit the issue. Escambia commissioners were presented with options to raise the fee it charges homeowners and businesses to fund the county fire department during its May 1st meeting. Commissioners agreed to see what comes out of the next SRIA meeting on May 14th and discuss the issue again at their next meeting on May 15th.
And your second of the top three stories, the last spring meteor shower, is set to peak tonight into early Tuesday morning. You can expect the ETA aquarids to generate about 10 meteors per hour. You will have the best shot at seeing meteors when it's darkest outside. That's usually in the pre-dawn hours. You're going to want to find a secluded spot that is away from light pollution and has a clear view of the sky. Local residents can find a public beach access spot for the best viewing angles.
It sounds like my secret spot I've been telling you about for quite a while now, where to go and watch these meteor storms. Pensacola Beach.
Yeah.
Westgate, right there, before you head into Pickens. Park it right there in the parking lot and take your lawn chair out there and enjoy the show. Here is number three in terms of topics of local concern. Summer's always hot, but this year is shaping up to be real hot. The old Farmer's Almanac. Remember that this has really been around for quite 100 years or more, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It says June through August could feature sweltering heat, severe weather, intense wildfires, and the start of an active Atlantic Basin hurricane season. Now, we all know it. The Gulf's warm and will lead to intense severe weather events throughout the summer. Predictions indicate a gradual buildup to record-breaking heat with well above normal temperatures across Northwest Florida.
All righty.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, I'll kick things off here. I got a 24-year-old man, Robert Durden, being charged with assaulting a 68-year-old woman in Escambia County. He was arrested last Wednesday for aggravated assault, battery on a person 65 or older, and aggravated battery with a weapon. The incident occurred on Lakewood Road, where Durden allegedly took the woman's purse from her porch.
Not a lot of breezers scratching their heads over this decision. The city of Gulf Breeze wants to add a fee of $14 per month to the bills of 94% of city customers. This is to help cover the cost of expansion of the Tiger Point wastewater treatment plant. Mayor J.B. Schluter and the city council holding a public meeting today to review financing options for the $64 million project. Now, the proposed strategy with the city is calling alternative number two. Introduces a $14 monthly fee per equivalent residential connection. It's, in other words, cut it down to ERC. With this, most customers will see their monthly bill for sewer increase to approximately $38.
And a teacher from Mobile has been identified as the victim of a fatal hit and run last week. Officials say 50-year-old Jonathan Braswell had been reported missing last Friday. And investigators say he was hit by a car and died at a local hospital. The driver reportedly stopped and called for help, but left before law enforcement arrived at the scene.
All right, 4:15, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, do have some heavy congestion on I-10. This is traveling both east and westbound between the I-110 north ramp and Palafox Street. It looks like the most congestion is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards this area. It's because of some accident reports in that vicinity. Also have some issues if you're traveling southbound. This is going to be on Avalon Boulevard, coming over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze. No confirmation of an accident there from what I can see just yet, but there was some congestion reported in that area. Last but not least, got some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 65 tonight. We'll have some rain chances over the course of the next couple of days, all the way up to Friday currently. Tomorrow's high is going to be 80 with a low of 69.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. This is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. District 1 Congressman Jimmy Patronis has now been in Washington for about a month, and for the first time in quite a while, our representative in Congress is not on a military committee. He's on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and the Small Business Committee. Earlier this morning, he told Andrew McKay on Pensacola Morning News.
Because of the special election, you got to have a vacancy to get on there. So where my pathway to get on House Armed Services Committee was going to be with Elise Stefanik becoming the ambassador to the United Nations. She was going to leave, create a vacancy. So that was my pathway. Well, at the ninth hour, President Trump pulled back his nomination for her to the United Nations. And here was the challenge.
Well, as long as Stefanik continues to run for Congress in that seat, it stays Republican. Patronis says, well, she's taken a sacrifice for the team.
And Florida lawmakers have passed a bill banning cell phone use for K-8 students during the entire school day. Currently, restrictions only apply during class, but the bill is now with Governor Ron DeSantis, and if it's approved, it will take effect in July of this year.
Okay, a May Day call in Miami was put out as a Lamborghini luxury yacht. This thing cost over, I think it was $4 million.
Pretty penny.
It sank with influencers on board. I don't know what they're calling influencers. I saw the B-roll on this thing.
Okay.
It was full of bikini-clad women on the boat as it sunk. Now, they were not scrambling to get their lifeguard, their life preservers on. You know what they were doing?
Oh, no.
Taking selfies. The Coast Guard pulled up and said, what are they doing?
Now, that's an influencer for you.
Dana Marie McNichol is in Miami with this very strange boating story.
This all happened Saturday evening. That 63-foot yacht started to go under. The 32 people quickly climbed to the front and waited to get rescued by the Coast Guard. Now, this yacht is ultra luxury. According to Yacht Buyer, only 34 have been sold around the world. A passenger tells us the yacht was not a charter, but privately owned, and the owner was on board while the boat was going down. The passenger claims the yacht has been in and out of the shop, dealing with mechanical issues. The Coast Guard tells Fox News no citations were issued.
And after three hurricanes hit Florida in 2024, lawmakers approved a bill known as Senate Bill 180, aimed at improving debris removal and rebuilding efforts. The House voted 106-0 and the Senate 34-1, sending the bill to Governor Ron DeSantis. It mandates local governments to prepare debris management sites, streamline post-storm permitting, and secure hoisting equipment before anticipated hurricane impacts. The six-month hurricane season begins June 1st.
All right. Today, more than 16 million people in Florida, works out to about 80%. 2% in the state, are suffering from drought conditions ranging from moderate to extreme. The number of wildfires burning, jumping to 88, burning about 2,300 acres across Florida. There are 23 counties under burn bans, almost one-third of the state's 67 counties. By the way, no Northwest Florida counties are involved in the current burn ban roster.
And speaking of burning, May is National Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and an Orlando dermatologist has some advice for residents of the Sunshine State. Dr. Thomas Brown says folks should avoid the sun during midday hours. If they're going to be outside, they should be in the shade. And the doctor also recommends using SPF 30 or more and wearing sun protective clothing.
Well, great ideas. Now, just put them in action.
Yeah.
That's the key part. Two U.S. congresswomen from South Florida demanding answers from a contracted facility where a detained migrant died after complaining of chest pains. We talked about this this last week.
Yeah.
This is a little advancing story, kind of getting you more updated on exactly what's going on right now. Here's Eben Brown.
U.S. representatives from Florida say supervisors were not forthcoming during their tour of the Broward Transitional Center. It is a facility contracted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to house detained migrants and where a woman, a Haitian national, died while in custody, allegedly not getting health care when reporting chest pain. Congresswoman Sheila Sherfillis McCormick.
When we started asking more about that doctor, she refused to answer that question. Then when we asked about how many healthcare professionals, she stopped answering questions.
The woman, 44-year-old Marie-Ange Blaise, was interdicted as she tried boarding a flight to North Carolina from the U.S. Virgin Islands and already had a removal order. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 4:21, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories happening across your nation today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Toast of the Coast, Sushi Rolling Class, Mother's Day, the Craft Beer Festival, and Jackson's Spring Menu, all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to Congressman Jimmy Patronis in the first of what I assume will be many weekly interviews, finding out what he's working on in Congress, how he's settling into D.C., what bills he's fashioning at the moment. Also, with this very extensive Meet the Press interview President Trump did yesterday, there's so much stuff to talk about. Everything from whether he believes that he's obligated to obey the Constitution to whether the economy is going to be fine or whether he's going to seek a third term in office. Talked about all that. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app. When you don't call at all, it's a
shame. The way you mess around with a man, it's a Pensacola shame. Right Now with Chris and Austin. It's a
shame. Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 424 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending down this afternoon, breaking a 9-day winning streak. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and ending lower, with the Dow and S&P 500 snapping a 9-session winning streak amid renewed tariff tensions and as investors await the Fed's verdict on interest rates on Wednesday. On Sunday, President Trump threatened a 100% tariff on movies produced outside the U.S. Shares of entertainment giants like Netflix, Paramount, and Disney fell on the news. The president said he's looking to meet with some film industry officials about his plan. The Dow winners: IBM, McDonald's, Boston United Health, the Dow Decliners, Amazon, Apple, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 99 points, the Nasdaq lower by 133, S&P 500 down 36. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great day. 425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Well, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Looking at the roads here, again, several spots of note. Have some backups if you're traveling east or west on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, or if you're traveling eastbound passing Highway 29 heading towards Palafox Street. Do have some backups going both ways in that area due to some accidents being reported. And we've now got some issues on Highway 29 itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 77 degrees, going to be a low of 65 tonight. We've got rain over the course of the next several days, where Tuesday's high will be 80 with a low of 69.
News Radio 92.3, DHS encouraging those here illegally to self-deport through the CBP home app, which could get them a ticket home, and they're going to throw in $1,000 in cash for them. Bill Malusian in Los Angeles with more.
They say if the goal here is to remove them as quickly, safely, and cheaply as possible, then this is the right move to make. DHS says that it costs on average about $17,000 to arrest, detain, and deport someone. They say paying for self-deportations and the stipend will only cost about $4,500 per alien. That's about 70% cheaper for taxpayers. Aliens will have to register to self-deport on the new CBP Home app to access this financial assistance and also announce their intent to leave the country. Now, DHS tells us that any aliens who sign up and register to self-deport will immediately be deprioritized as an arrest target for ICE.
And a coalition of attorneys general suing the Trump administration over cuts to the Department of Health and Human Services. The coalition includes attorneys general in 19 states and D.C. who are seeking to stop the restructuring overseen by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They argue the effort has gutted the agency with the elimination of 10,000 employees and the closure of half of its 10 regional offices, causing significant harm for the plaintiff states.
Yeah, nice sunny afternoon. Beautiful day out there. Hey, your local bar Mexican restaurant may be a bit more overcrowded this afternoon and tonight. Good reason for that one. Cinco de Mayo in progress. Christian Goodwin has more on the history of this holiday.
It's often a misconception, but Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day. It's actually celebrated on the 16th of September. Cinco de Mayo pays tribute to Mexico's victory against French troops in the 1862 Battle of Puebla. At the time, Mexico owed France, Spain, and England money, the European nations sending troops to demand funds, Spain and England reaching an agreement and leaving, but France attacked Mexican forces, Mexico's win inspiring the nation. While it's mostly celebrated in the Mexican state of Puebla, it's become a bigger holiday in the U.S., with folks across the country taking part in parades, parties, and indulging in margaritas, tequila, chips, and guacamole. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the East African nation of Rwanda reportedly being eyed as a potential destination for deported migrants. Rwanda would take migrants from countries that won't accept repatriates, though it is unclear whether it would be seeking financial compensation in return for accepting other country citizens. The country's foreign minister confirmed with the Rwanda Broadcasting Agency on Sunday that the government is in early talks with the U.S. about the proposal, but he didn't provide details.
More problems and concerns this past weekend at Reagan International in Washington. Three aircraft were instructed not to land at that airport due to a police helicopter in the flight path. Here we go again. They got a real volume problem up there. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story.
The FAA says fixed-wing aircraft and helicopters can't fly in the same airspace anymore, so when a U.S. Park Police chopper was cleared to fly in the area, air traffic control told pilots on board three flights Sunday to go around once before landing. The Park Police said they were asked to help search for people involved in an accident on the George Washington Memorial Parkway. Earlier this year, 67 people were killed when an Army Black Hawk on a training mission crashed into a regional jet on approach to land at DCA. And after that, the FAA permanently restricted non-essential helicopter operations around the airport and eliminated mixing helicopter and fixed-wing traffic. Last week, two other pilots were told to go around after a helicopter was headed to the Pentagon Army heliport. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And at least one Temple University student being suspended after an anti-Semitic sign went viral over the weekend. It's all related to customers at Barstool Sansom Street in Philadelphia ordering bottle service with a sign that had an anti-Semitic saying on it. In a video posted to social media, Barstool Sports owner Dave Portnoy, who is Jewish, said two servers from the bar had been fired, and he also spoke to the two men responsible for the sign.
Okay, mortgage rates slightly higher today, remain below the 7% mark. 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.90%. 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.19%. Sports in less than five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Israel has approved plans to vastly expand its military operation in Palestinian territory.
Officials now reportedly saying that Israel has decided to take over the entirety of the Gaza Strip and stay there for an unspecified time, after the army called up tens of thousands of reservists for further action in Gaza. The plan, according to another official, has Israel attaining its war aims of defeating Hamas and freeing hostages still held in Gaza.
Fox's Greg Palka, the Trump administration offering a new incentive for immigrants in the U.S. illegally to self-deport.
Immigrants living in the country illegally who choose to self-deport using the CPB Home app are eligible for commercial flights and a $1,000 stipend under a new program from the Department of Homeland Security.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America, is listening to Fox News.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts, with Verus Health Partners. Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions. Tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, kicking things off here with Escambia County residents potentially seeing fire fees double. Escambia commissioners holding off on increasing fees, at least for now. In 2 weeks, commissioners will revisit the issue, and Escambia County commissioners were presented with options to raise the fee it charges homeowners and businesses to fund the county fire department during its May 1st meeting. Commissioners agreed to see what comes out of the next SRIA meeting on May 14th and discuss the issue again at their next meeting on May 15th.
Okay, second story, and it's a goodie. The last spring meteor shower is set to peak tonight. Into early tomorrow morning, you could expect the
It stumped me earlier, too.
To generate about 10 meteors per hour, you will have the best shot at seeing meteors when it is darkest outside, usually in the pre-dawn hours. If you're going to look for that secluded spot, let me let you in on it. The best place you could really go out there, go to the island. Hang a right, go down towards Fort Pickens at the gate, the west gate into Fort Pickens. Big parking lot there. Park it. And take your lawn, beach chair out on the island and just on the coastline and kick back and watch it. That's your best place. Just stay away from light pollution. Make sure you have a clear view of the sky. Local residents can find a public beach access spot for the best viewing angles, and there you go.
All right.
That is Chris Bryant's secret spot of the day.
And your third and final of the top three stories. Summer's always hot, but this year is shaping up to be real hot. The Old Farmer's Almanac says that June through August could feature sweltering heat, severe weather, intense wildfires, and the start of an active Atlantic Basin hurricane season. The Gulf is warm and will lead to intense severe weather events into summer. Predictions indicate a gradual buildup to record-breaking heat with above-normal temperatures across northwest Florida.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, interesting. The Birmingham Barons. Let me just go ahead local here. Let me just give you an update on what the Wahoos are up to. The Barons spoiled Pensacola's Sunday afternoon matchup, beating the Wahoos 4-3. Wahoos are now 18-9 on the season. They still sit in first place in the South Division. Now tomorrow, Pensacola faces Biloxi for game one of their six-game series.
And the Michigan Wolverines expected to suspend head coach Sharon Moore for two games during the upcoming season. That's according to ESPN. It's part of a self-imposed punishment by the athletic program in relation to the Connor Stallions' advanced scouting scandal. Moore will not be on the sidelines for the team's games against Central Michigan and Nebraska. Oh no, whatever shall they do? The NCAA is planning to release a final resolution on the situation before the season begins.
Well, Michigan seems to be in a lot of hot water over the years.
That's been lingering.
All right, took a pair of winner-take-all game sevens over the weekend, but the NBA playoffs are on the second round board now. Greg Thompson fills us in on the conference semis.
We were waiting on the Western Conference with the four-seeded Denver Nuggets eliminating the five-seed LA Clippers on Saturday, and then the Golden State Warriors upsetting the Houston Rockets on Sunday. So with all of that settled, we're now down to our final eight teams. In the West, the Nuggets will take on the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder, with that series getting started on Monday. The 7-seed Warriors, meanwhile, will play the 6-seeded Minnesota Timberwolves, who upset the LA Lakers. Over in the East, the top-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers and Indiana Pacers already started their series, with Indiana winning Game 1 on Sunday. Then Monday night, the defending champion Boston Celtics get going against the New York Knicks. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And continuing with the NBA theme for just a moment here, outgoing San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich speaking out for the first time since he was sidelined by a stroke last November. He says that he's getting better every day, but he says that he's not at the level where he can be a coach in the NBA. Coach Pop will be replaced by Mitch Johnson, who has been the interim coach, and he called him brilliant and said that the players respect him. I did watch the it was like a little press conference at a podium with Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili, and some people mentioned this, and I noticed the same thing. It looked like, yeah, he wasn't really moving his left side. Looked like his arm was kind of staying by his side for the most part. Unzipped his jacket one-handed, you know, hugged a guy, whatever. So it looked like he was being a little tender on the left side there.
Yesterday's NASCAR Series win at the Texas Speedway was badly needed for Joey Logano. He used to drive, I think, the M&M car for a while. Is he still driving the M&M car? Do you know?
Man, I remember him like driving like for Pennzoil or Shell at one point when he was like younger.
Yeah, young buck.
Yeah, I haven't watched him in years though.
All right, Greg Thompson has the update for us.
Big picture, Joey Logano's legacy is pretty safe. The 34-year-old from Connecticut just won his third career NASCAR Cup Series championship last year, putting him in some pretty legendary company considering that only four other drivers have ever won more. This season has been a struggle though. Through the first 10 races, the 22 car not only had no wins, but no top fives, and only one top 10. And that all changed on Sunday with an overtime finish giving Logano his second career win at Texas.
The sport changes so quickly. It's crazy how he can just ride these roller coasters and proud of the team.
Logano there courtesy of FS1. And that win guarantees him a spot in the playoffs and also moves him up to ninth place in the point standings. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And Sovereignty is your 2025 Kentucky Derby winner. The horse ridden by jockey Junior Alvarado crossed the finish line ahead of the rest of the field in the 151st running of the Derby on Saturday. Sovereignty just edged the favorite Journalism on a muddy track at Churchill Downs. Meanwhile, trainer Bill Mott says that he's still unsure whether or not Sovereignty will race again in 2 weeks in the Preakness. That's the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Let me tell you, they're finding mud where mud should never be after that race. That was a mud bath. But it was a good race. I enjoyed watching it.
Greatest 2 minutes in sports.
That's what they say. 439 News Radio 92.3. President Trump speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, saying 2027 NFL draft is going to be held in Washington on the National Mall. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser praised the move, claiming investing in sports will help transform neighborhoods.
The NFL bringing this event to the nation's capital will help us fill hotel rooms, our restaurants, and Americans from all 50 states will come to their nation's capital and enjoy our beautiful city and museums.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa. The pros know to keep your business moving at full speed. Steph Curry had 14 fourth quarter points. Buddy Hill finished with 33 points and tied a Game 7 record by sinking 9 three-pointers. And the Golden State Warriors just avoided fully blowing a 3-1 series lead to the Houston Rockets by beating them in Game 7 to advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs. Now as for the future of the Rockets, all eyes will be on them this summer to see if they can pull off a trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo or Kevin Durant. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, very interesting story here to pass on to you. The health officials are taking this month to raise awareness about one of the rarest yet deadliest nervous system diseases in the U.S. Lisa Brady has a look into the subject.
Health. May is ALS Awareness Month. Written out, it's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, a progressive neurodegenerative disease that impacts nerve cells in the spinal cord and brain. And there's no cure. The ALS Association says motor neurons go from the brain to the spinal cord and then the spinal cord to muscles throughout the body, which governs movement and muscle control. The disease causes those neurons to degenerate until they die, which means the brain can't control movement anymore, leading to loss of ability to speak, eat, move, and ultimately breathe. It's commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And May 5th is National Silence to Shame Day. This is observed at the beginning of Mental Health Awareness Month, of course. Silence to Shame Day is an opportunity to move forward on erasing the stigma associated with mental illness. It's estimated that 1 in 5 Americans are dealing with some kind of mental health struggle, and often they're doing it in silence. Today is the day to say it doesn't have to be like that.
Okay, the Department of Health and Human Services releases a report on gender treatment for minors. Alexandria Hoff tells us the details from Washington.
This latest review from HHS does not in itself shape policy, but it says it helps to fill a gap as it relates to medical ethics around pediatric gender transition. The takeaway of this 400-page review of existing medical literature is that there is little evidence that puberty blockers and hormonal treatment improves the mental health outcomes of children with gender dysphoria. So it mirrors the UK's 2024 CAS review that led to England and other European countries drastically scaling back gender care for minors. But the wording in this HHS review by these authors is more direct. It warns of significant harms from the current treatment model.
And the U.S. is seeing the highest number of children dying from the flu in 15 years. The CDC reports that 216 children have died during this flu season. That's the highest number since the 09-10 swine flu epidemic. 207 children died last year from the flu, and the number of deaths will likely rise as flu season typically ends in late spring.
All right, going on 445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon. What's going on?
Well, the first thing, Chris, is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. But as far as how the roads themselves are doing, do have some backups on I-10 traveling both directions. Had some accident reports in this area earlier. This is going to be giving you problems if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, or traveling eastbound, passing over Highway 29 in the direction of Palafox Street. Also had some issues on Highway 29 itself, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. There was an accident report listed in that general vicinity as well. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 77 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to see some rainfall chances come in that will last all the way up to your weekend. Tuesday's high will be 80 with a low of 69.
Okay, and we'll maybe define that as a lot of pop-up showers for the next couple of days, and isn't kind of covering the area exclusively, is it?
No, it doesn't look like it. It's going to be slider chances on Tuesday. We see them pick up on Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, so there's your local snapshot at what the weather's up to. Lower temps are in store for many Americans on the national scene. Here's your Fox Weather update with meteorologist Janice Dean.
We've got a very stubborn weather pattern this week, bringing days of unsettled, cooler weather for millions of folks. Over sections of the Southwest, the Great Basin, the Rockies, then into the Southern Plains, Lower Mississippi Valley, the Ohio Valley, and the Northeast. Heavy rain and flooding will be possible as this setup remains in place. Some stronger storms will be possible, so please stay tuned to your local forecast and Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Ford Motor beat Wall Street's first quarter expectations but suspended its 2025 financial guidance amid an expected $2.5 billion impact this year alone from President Trump's tariffs. The Detroit automaker says it expects to offset $1 billion of those costs through remediation actions as well as volume and pricing expectations for a total impact of $1.5 billion this year. Bloomberg News says India is proposing to remove tariffs up to a certain limit for steel, auto parts, and pharmaceuticals as it efforts a trade deal with the U.S. before a July deadline for those reciprocal tariffs. The deal would reportedly apply to a threshold and after which normal tariffs could then apply. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling nearly 100 points, the S&P 500 lost 36, and the NASDAQ tumbled 133. That's Your Money Now.
All right, 447, News Radio 92.3. Beautiful Monday afternoon. Go ahead and enjoy yourself out there. It is time to sign out of Skype. Ready for this one? Eben Brown has the report.
Microsoft today shuts off the once groundbreaking free video calling platform, Skype. It debuted in 2003, originally just for computer-to-computer calling, though it would later incorporate calls to actual telephone numbers. Microsoft spent $8.5 billion to buy it back in 2011. Despite its initial popularity, it very quickly fell by the wayside as more people bought smartphones, which soon came with native video calling apps. Microsoft is porting all Skype users over to its meetings platform, Teams. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the CIA is facing a lawsuit from its former top-ranked doctor over her firing. Terry Adirum was dismissed shortly after accepting her position as director of the CIA's Center for Global Health Services. It came after she was accused of being the architect of the Defense Department's vaccine mandate requiring military members to get the COVID shot. Adirum's lawyer says the lawsuit is seeking damages for violating her privacy, ignoring due process, and breaching her employment contract.
It appears Skechers is going by the wayside here. New owners are taking over Skechers, and Jenny Casola has a report on what's going on.
Skechers is being sold to investment firm 3G Capital. It will pay $63 a share. The deal's estimated at $9.4 billion. In a statement, Skechers and 3G say the company will continue to be led by Chairman Robert Greenberg and President Michael Greenberg, and its headquarters will remain in Manhattan Beach, California. Robert Greenberg founded Skechers in 1992. He previously founded LA Gear in 1983. Skechers is among the world's largest footwear companies. Ginny Coselda, Fox News. Fox News.
And Target is adopting a new self-checkout policy given the recent surge in shoplifting. The retailer announced it's now limiting self-checkout to shoppers with 10 or less items. The company also said it is expanding its staffed checkouts to improve efficiency. Target says pilot tests showed that the new policy improved speed and customer satisfaction at stores.
Here's something that's rattling a lot of folks in La La Land. President says he wants to save Hollywood by taxing movies that are produced in foreign countries. Lillian Wu has the report.
President Trump wants to hit another import with tariffs, announcing a 100% tariff on movies made in other countries that are imported, accusing other nations of offering financial incentives meant to draw our filmmakers and studios away from the United States. Writing on Truth Social, Hollywood and many other areas within the USA are being devastated. This is a concerted effort by other nations and therefore a national security threat. The Wall Street Journal reporting that movie executives were blindsided and scrambling to determine the potential impact of the move, which could extend the trade war beyond physical goods, also to an industry where the U.S. runs large surpluses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
4:50, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous notes for you, pop culture related stuff, as we get you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. You name a dish, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families. We call them food angels, and you can be one too. Earn your wings at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Astronauts. They'll be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in Thursday at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2. Right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Marvel Studios reclaims the top spot at the box office with the release of Thunderbolts. Kathleen Maloney has more on this trending story today.
Thunderbolts kicks off the summer movie season with $76 million in North American ticket sales. But the number one debut falls short of some of Marvel's previous launches.
I was in high school when the Avengers came. Kind of strange that it's all over now. No one's coming to save the day.
I think we are. We can be the ones that are coming.
Warner Brothers' Sinners falls to second place, bringing in $33 million in its third week. Warner Brothers also nabbed third place with a Minecraft movie. The smash hit video game adaptation in its fourth weekend rung up another $13.7 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And President Trump says he's directing the Bureau of Prisons to reopen and expand the historic Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary. Trump said in a post on Truth Social that America has been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeat criminal offenders, and that the country in the past did not hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals and keep them far away from anyone they could harm. He went on to say that Alcatraz will house America's most ruthless and violent offenders, adding that it will serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice. One problem, though, Alcatraz sits on a small island about a mile off the shore of San Francisco, and it served as a prison from 34 to 63, but it's now a museum.
Yeah, and it's
been out of commission for quite some time.
Yeah, it really has been. You mentioned this earlier in the hour. I want to kind of respond and add a little bit to the story. What I'm talking about, a sign reading F the Jews was shown by bottle girls. This happened at Barstool Sports in Philadelphia. Barstool Sports, by the way, is their founder, Dave Portnoy, explained what he did in response and how he turned the sign into a teachable moment by offering to send those involved on a tour of Auschwitz to learn firsthand about what happened during the Holocaust.
I don't think they're certainly protesting what's going on in, Palestine or with Hamas. They're just ignorant. Right. So hopefully going and visiting will put some emphasis and make them reflect a little bit before they're absolute jerks.
All right, 455, News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price, sliding in, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, our main problem has been I-10. This is going to be, if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, we typically have issues there, but it was worsened by accident reports earlier this afternoon. It was also giving us some trouble if you were traveling eastbound towards that same area. That would have been if you were passing Highway 29. Speaking of Highway 29, got some issues if you're traveling northbound there towards Burgess Road. Last but not least, 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest is giving us some trouble. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow has about a 20 to 30% chance of rain, high of 80, low of 69.
Yeah, 456, News Radio 92.3. It is a beauty of a day out there. It really is. Hope you're enjoying yourself. The Met Gala returns in all of its royal glory. Michelle Polino has the report.
The Metropolitan Museum of Art lays out the red carpet for all the celebrities to don their chosen attire to showcase the extravagant nature of the Met Gala to the world. Each year, they create a theme to celebrate one of their exhibits. This year's exhibit is super fine, tailoring black style, and the theme will be black dandyism, focusing its lens on the style of dress from the 18th century to its revival during the Harlem Renaissance and its impact on fashion today. Expect plenty of celebrities with outlandish costumes to fill up your social media feed. Coleman Domingo, A$AP Rocky, and Pharrell Williams co-chair this year's event. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Sunday marked a special day for the world's only known surviving nunuplets. My goodness. The 5 boys and 4 girls were born at the same time to parents from Mali in 2021. They're recognized by Guinness World Records, and yesterday they celebrated their 4th birthday. Ahead of the big day, mom Halima said that they plan to celebrate in a grandiose way as a celebrity would. Giving birth to nunuplets is so rare that it's hard to calculate. With only 2 other cases recorded in the 20th century, the babies did not survive in those instances.
You know, a lot of crazy things happen in the air. The president of the Art Institute of Chicago, off his job, got fired under investigation over a bizarre incident on a flight to Europe. Jeff Manasso explains from Chicago.
The Art Institute of Chicago saying it's opened an investigation into its president, James Rondeau's behavior after a CBS report that Rondeau allegedly stripped off his clothes during a flight from Chicago to Munich last month, that German police were called to the plane. The report citing sources who say the incident happened after Rondeau drank alcohol and took prescription drugs. He's now temporarily sidelined from his role while the investigation is done. Rondeau and United Airlines not commenting. The Art Institute of Chicago is one of the city's most popular cultural attractions. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a songwriter is suing Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page for allegedly violating his rights over the song Dazed and Confused. According to the complaint, Jake Holmes said that Page and Warner Chappell broke a settlement agreement by releasing new early live recordings of the song and featuring it in Sony Pictures' documentary Becoming Led Zeppelin without paying or crediting him. Holmes sued Page for copyright infringement in 2010 over Page's versions of the song, and the dispute was settled outside of court in 2011. Holmes is requesting damages of at least $150,000.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why it took so darn long. That song was released in 1969.
Well, then why is he bringing it up again if they've already discussed this out of court?
Who knows? Would you rack 1946 for me? I want to move this story here. I want to get to the end. Lady Gaga concert in Rio draws a record-breaking crowd of over 2.5 million. But behind the scenes, a bomb threat was lurking and ultimately foiled. Madison Scarpino has details about the star's concert.
Police say the alleged plot was to set off Molotov cocktails and other explosives at Saturday's massive free show in Rio de Janeiro. And thankfully, the show went on successfully, as police say they arrested one man and one teenager for allegedly recruiting people to carry out the attack. Rio police say they believe the suspects were targeting Brazil's LGBTQ community. It's unclear how the two arrested were exactly involved. Brazilian authorities believe the suspects may be connected to a larger online extremist network. But there are still questions as to why the concert wasn't canceled. Police say they kept quiet at first in order to avoid panic.
Okay, local news and sports and weather coming up in less than 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. Do appreciate it.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.